Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. Welcome to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Well, I'm gearing up for what's supposed to be a very, very cold weekend.
Yeah, I'm really not happy about this at all. So
yeah, they said it was going to be negative double-digit frigid temperatures on Friday and Saturday.
Not my kind of weather, I have to admit.
No, we are actually filming this, well, taping this, I should say, on Wednesday, where we're getting hints of cold weather because it's been a little warmer the past few days.
It has. Well, you've been in Florida, so that doesn't, so that's, you know, yeah. You picked the wrong weekend.
Yes. So one of the things that we do is many of our clients, of course, are either snowbirds down to Florida, the Carolinas, to Georgia, to Texas, to a variety of different places, or some of them live there permanently. And so one of the perks of this business is you and I get to go down and visit some of our clients.
And we always choose to go in the winter when it's nicer climate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We take people out for lunch, for dinner, for breakfast. I gain probably 10 pounds while I'm gone for a few days, but it's a lot of fun. We have a nice time.
Sure. And you got to see your dad, too.
I did. I got to see my father as well. So all of that worked out. And I actually stayed at his place. So it was great. So we've got, you know, of course, financial advice in a language you can understand that we provide here each and every week in our podcast to you. Marion, I know you attended an interesting meeting yesterday, was it? And you came up with some interesting facts?
It was. And so, Mark, as you know, and as many of our clients know, we actually have to do a certain amount of continuing education every year in order to maintain our designations. We're both certified financial planners, and we have insurance licenses and other licenses.
Securities licenses and advisory licenses, everything.
Exactly. So you have to do certain amount of continuing ed. And yesterday I did a class on retirement planning.
Was this something new for you? Had you ever heard of this concept called retirement?
I've never heard of it. Yeah. So it was all new. No, honestly, you always learn a few little tidbits that you didn't know before. So you know what? In general, much of it, we have, you know, having been in the industry for quite some time, I know a lot of it. On the other hand, there's always something new. So there were several interesting statistics that I, you know, really opened my eyes as to what's going on in the general population in the U.S.
Yeah, because oftentimes when we meet with our clients and a collection of clients, even though we have a difference, that we have different stories and hear different ideas, it's still very regionalized. We don't know what the global or the national look is on the perspectives of retirement. And I know you got a sheet that was provided to you, which was based on some national surveys and national conversations that happened. There were four interesting facts about retirement.
There certainly were.
And so what we thought we would do is we would go through these four interesting facts and then make some comments after you share each one with us.
Okay, so first, so we're talking here about pre-retirees, people who are getting very close to retirement, they know it's coming, and what is their biggest concern? Well, this probably wasn't a big surprise to us. We know that their biggest concern is running out of money, and that's, you know, that's, I think, in general. 72% of pre-retirees are worried about running out of money.
All right, so let's look at this from the positive side. That means that 28% of people are not worried about running out of money.
And that's correct, yes.
And generally,
and why is that?
Well, generally, those people who aren't worried about running out of money, the 28%, are generally people that work with a financial advisor.
Exactly. And you know what? It's been shown in many, many studies. If you work with somebody who's been able to sort of guide you along the way, there's a lot more confidence in your ability to create that spending out of your resources.
Yeah, and you need to visualize. And I mean, when you work with a financial advisor, financial planner, you are visualizing not what you have today, but what your net worth, what your financial life could grow to look like. Not just your investment account, but everything. And it provides that element of peace of mind. And for the 72% that you mentioned that are worried about running out of money, I can't tell you how many people come to us initially thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to run out of money. I'm fearful. I don't think I have enough. And surprisingly, what happens, Marion?
You know, it is amazing, but many of those who are so fearful actually have more than enough money. And they can spend more than they ever expected in retirement.
Yeah, it is really remarkable how influenced individuals might be based upon what they hear from their parents or their colleagues or friends or family or even the news headlines that would lead them to believe that running out of money in retirement is a real possibility to them. But in most cases, it's not. And sometimes, if the way the portfolio is positioned or their assets are positioned, a few little tweaks changes everything.
That's correct. And you know, the other part of that, I believe, is that there's a notion out there among a certain contingency of people that you have to have $1 million to retire, or there's some number that you have to get to that number. And if you don't get to that number, you can't retire comfortably. And that's so far from the truth.
Everybody's different.
That's exactly right. We have so many clients. You know, our clients want to spend somewhere. There are some of our clients who are happy spending $3,000 a month and others who want to spend $30,000
exactly.
a month. So it really depends on your lifestyle. It's unique to you.
Absolutely. So what's the second fact that we wanted to go over?
And that brings us to our next statistic, which is 57% of people are overwhelmed by having to determine how much money they can spend in retirement.
And that's, and my reaction to that is, I mean, we see that every time we meet with someone. One of our first questions is, how much do you think you need to spend in retirement? And oftentimes they'll give us a number, which is just a number that they grab out of the air. And other times, people will say, I don't know, and I really am scared about finding out what it could be.
That's right. And you know what? Some of them should be scared, and others should be very pleased when they see those numbers. You know, there are many different ways to calculate what you spend. And actually, one of the other things that we were talking about yesterday in that continuing ed meeting. So in general, the rule of thumb is you need 77% of your pre-retirement income once you retire. So that's how much you have to replace. Because remember, with your income now, you're paying into Social Security and, you know, heavily in taxes and all. And a lot of that goes away. Is that a good assumption?
Yeah, Mark? You know, I hear that a lot. I mean, people will say to me, well, you know, I know if I made, a lot of times people will say, well, I was making $100,000.
Yeah.
So I need to figure out a way to replace $6,000 a month because I know I'm in the 28% tax bracket, which means 28% of my $100,000 is going to taxes. That leaves 72. You divide that by 12 months. That's $6,000 a month. That's what I need. Well, man, is that the wrong way to do that? Because
sure.
The way taxes are calculated in retirement, totally different.
Right.
The way you'll spend money in retirement, totally different. You know, how much money will you spend commuting back and forth to work? Or buying lunch at work.
Right. Except that now you have all this free time.
Right.
What if you go golfing all the time?
Or go out to eat all the time.
That's
or whatever
right.
else
could
it might
be. Very expensive.
We spend money differently.
That's
and
right.
And so one of the things that we do when we try to help clients understand what that is, we've got a few different methods that we use that we show our clients on how we help them understand what that spending level should be. And it starts by our clients or a prospect, someone that might be wanting to work with us, sharing their last 6 months' bank statements.
And I want to note that it does not start by you sitting down and writing every item that you spend money on. and how much you spend on that.
Absolutely.
Because you have to remember that, first of all, that's not a good way to do it, simply because you forget something, or you forget the big bills that maybe you don't pay every month.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at bank statements, you can see what's going out of your bank account on a long-term basis.
Yeah, but many people seem to think that, oh, Mark, if we're going to share our bank statement with you, you're going to tell me I can't get my nails done or I can't buy this. I promise you, do we look at the transactions, Marion?
No, nothing could be further from the truth. It doesn't matter how you spend your money. That's your decision as to how you spend the money. It's the level of spending. And, you know, that brings us to one of the third facts about retirement, and that is that only 48% of Americans have attempted to calculate how much money they spend.
So there's no surprise there. People don't want to know in many cases.
No. Nope. And you know what? Maybe sometimes it's better not to know. But you know, I've also heard this statistic that people spend more time planning their vacation, their next vacation, than they do their retirement.
I think people spend more time planning where they're going to go out to eat on the weekends.
Probably true.
Than they do about their retirement.
At least we do.
I know, I spend a lot of time trying to figure out where the best place is to go.
Exactly.
But, you know, when you think about spending money, you know, people, so many people will tell me, well, I hope I have enough money. Well, folks, hope is not a strategy.
That's
hope
for sure.
Is not a strategy, and we want to give you clarity so hope doesn't become your strategy, that you have a plan, you have a thoughtful structure in place that is not rigid. It's not holding you to a tight budget, but at least you can visualize year after year after year, you're going to spend things differently. The kids are going to need something. Your parents will need something. You got to replace the roof or the driveway. But do you have a collection of assets that allows you to serve your needs for the rest of your life and perhaps pass something on to the next generation?
Right.
So what's the last and final of our four important facts about retirement, Marion?
Well, the 60% are worried about not getting a regular paycheck.
That is, and I get that. And that's, I would say that that is where we do our best work here at Friedman Financial.
I think so too, because we try to replicate that paycheck. And you know what, the people who adhere to, oh, well, so what's in your bank account you can spend? That's the best strategy for them. And it also gives you a structure around your spending. Because if we're replicating a paycheck and you can depend on getting whatever amount that is in your bank account every month, whether it's $3,000, $4,000, $10,000, $15,000, and you know that that's your budget, then you're much better off. And you can look back and say, you know what? I'm staying in the budget. This is what we've agreed to. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah. Fidelity was famous years ago for coming up with a commercial that said, all my life I was taught how to save, but no one taught me how to spend.
Right.
Especially in retirement. When that paycheck stops, now you have all of this money that you've accumulated and you have to say, okay, will this money last? How do I use the money? Where do I take it from? Which one is going to cost me more in taxes than other? And that, oh my God, that's how we spend so much of our time here at Friedman Financial, is helping our clients visualize through illustrative software that we have that says, here's why we're going to take money from X, Y, or Z places, and it's going to change each year. It's not a contract. It's not something that you're committed to. We've got to adjust it all the time.
And this is what it's going to look like over the next 30 years. You know, remember, your grandparents, your parents didn't really have to plan because they weren't living 30 years after they retired, or for the most part. I have to say, my grandparents actually did live a long time. But that was unusual.
But they were also living far modestly than most people live today.
Yes, they didn't travel. Who traveled?
Did they go to Starbucks every day?
Yeah, there was no Starbucks back then.
Right? They drank Sanka or Maxwell House. Maybe Folgers came around then, but that was about it. Yeah, you missed a coffee.
They were old at 65.
Right.
Now, I mean, when you looked at your grandparents or parents at 65, and you say, wow.
Yeah, the world of retirement is far different than it was 20, 30, even 50 years ago, for sure.
For sure.
You've got to have a plan that is works for you, not the way mom did it, not the way your parents did it, even not the way your neighbors do it. Everybody has a different financial situation. So if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, here at Friedman Financial, we offer a free initial consultation. And I really mean that. We've been doing this for 54 years. You will not feel like, oh my goodness, they're going to talk to me and sell me something today. No, we're going to have a conversation. At the end of the conversation, if you say, look, I'd like to pursue this further, great. If not, that's okay too. We are here to support the community and we want to do well. We want you to do well. We want everybody to do well. And I hope you'll give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
You remembered it.
There you go.
Two E's and a D, financial.com. That's us. And of course, if you haven't subscribed yet for our newsletter, though if you're listening to this, you probably get our newsletter. But if you haven't subscribed, you want to tell some people about our newsletter, go to our website, Friedman Financial. That's Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
Financial.com.
Almost
thanks.
Missed it.
You almost missed
mark.
It. Yep. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and you will get our free weekly newsletter that we write, not bought by some other outside provider. We write it ourselves, lands in your mailbox, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, every single Friday morning. That's going to do it for us today. We will be back again next week with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents. Marion, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, great to be here. Have a great week, everyone.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't want to see me, then somebody. If you wanna believe that anything can stop me.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.